It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. It's been less than 4 years since Republicans lost control of Congress. One big reason was a wave of ethical scandals. So it's not a small matter that in this election year, a powerful Democrat is in trouble. Charles Rangel is one of the most distinctive members of Congress, with a gravelly voice and the ability to deliver a political punchline with a wink. He started his career as a reformer in New York City's Harlem. He ran the committee that writes tax law, giving him immense power. Now he's giving up that chairmanship, at least for now, after the House Ethics Committee admonished him. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
It's an extremely deft politician who can frame a public admonishment as a noble gesture.
This country and this Congress has been very good to me. And it just seems to me that I should not do anything that would impede the success of other Democrats. They should be so lucky as I am.
Congressman Charles Rangel was admonished by the House Ethics Committee on Friday for taking conference trips to the Caribbean that were funded by corporations. This and other allegations have been under investigation for months, and until now, Democrats had protected Rangel. But with Friday's report and more ethics investigations continuing, Rangel started to hear calls from his colleagues to step down from the chairmanship. At a closed party caucus meeting yesterday, Rangel gave a speech that fellow Democrats called poignant and heartrending. Caucus Chairman John Larson came out of the meeting saying Democrats have a great sensitivity about this man who, he said, has given a lot of service to the nation.
And so please allow him and us the opportunity to go through this in a very thoughtful manner that takes in consideration the strong feelings, I know that doesn't happen often in this town, that take place in the bonds and relationships that people have amongst one another.
Rangel is in his 20th term. He raises and donates money to many colleagues, and he's praised for his work as chairman of Ways and Means. That committee has weighty responsibilities. Right now, it's in the midst of negotiating the health care overhaul and a jobs package. Democratic leader Steny Hoyer says Rangel's step down won't cause them to falter.
We are proceeding in a considered but a focused way. We believe this will not in any way adversely affect our schedule, and we're working with the White House and with the Senate and with the House.
On the Republican side, party leaders are already pressuring Rangel's friends to give back his donations. And House Republican leader John Boehner seems poised to use this as a political opportunity.
The Ethics Committee has spoken. The Ethics Committee has found that Mr. Rangel violated the rules of the House, and he's been admonished.
Republicans are on the war path, hoping to win back moderate and conservative districts that went Democratic in November of 2008. And more rulings are expected from the Ethics Committee in its ongoing investigation into Rangel. That's why Congressman Gene Taylor is relieved. He's from a moderate district in Mississippi, and he was one of the Democrats who publicly called for Rangel to step down.
This will free him up to have the time to address these allegations. If it's cleared up, he gets his job back.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats must show that they're better at running this place than the Republicans were, says Taylor.
Ms. Pelosi said that she would hold us, the members, and this Congress to a higher standard, and I think it is the right thing to do.
And no Democrats want to play defense right now when the political conditions for them already look poor. So perhaps Rangel's fall on his sword yesterday will help rather than hurt his status among Democrats.
I love my country, I love the Congress, and I love the Democrats more. And so any member who thought that my chairmanship would impede their election, then I think that should take care of the political problem.
At least until the Ethics Committee rules on the next allegations against Rangel. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.